We are talking about the terrible events in the USA, and it started with the killing of George Floyd, who had been arrested and then essentially attacked by the policeman who put his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck. He died. Then there's three other policemen standing nearby. They may all face charges too. It was filmed, and it has really kicked off in the USA. And protests have come to the UK as well. So let's talk to Rakeem Noble, who was at the protest in London yesterday. Hello, Rakeem.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And I watched as it spread to parts of the UK, and I saw the slogans, and they were very much like the slogans that they had in the USA.
That is correct. Of course, people in the UK, we see what's happening in the United States, and we're furious by it. We're infuriated. Of course, racism isn't as clear-cut in the UK as in America, but we do face racial issues every single day. Since the 1970s, there's been 1,400 cases of people that have been killed after being in police contact. Famous cases such as Sarah Reed, Mark Duggan, Edison Acosta. And we can always thought this could happen to us. We could be in the same position. So around the world, everyone's been standing up and revolting against police brutality. There's been cases in Copenhagen, Berlin, Wales, even in Japan, they were marching against police brutality to people. And I think it's something that we've all just had enough of.
I was trying to work out, watching from a distance those protests yesterday, whether the protest that you were on was a protest against the police in Minnesota or whether it was a protest against the police here.
I would say it was against the police everywhere, to do with discrimination against ethnic minorities and the fact that it has been happening for too long now. So, like I said, within the UK, we do have cases over and over again of scandals where black people come off the worst. And I feel people are just frustrated and have enough. You know, we've been locked down for 2 months. Many people are frustrated, have lost jobs, not happy at how things are going. So this was just the spark that fueled the flames. And it just continued to spread around the world, as still in the UK as well.
Would you, when you look at that terrible scene with George Floyd, and it's awful to watch, could you say in your heart of hearts that would not happen in the UK? Because I think a lot of people would be able to say that, but then a lot wouldn't.
I wouldn't put it past what's happening in the UK. I would say this, the UK police do a good job in that they are better than the American police. They are more tame, they are more calm, they handle issues better, but they don't come about their faults. If we look back in 2017, Edison DaCosta, he was handcuffed and sprayed with CS gas, which he ultimately suffocated from and died at the hospital. Same case for Mark Duggan. They came up beside him whilst he was in the car, just coming out of the cab, and they shot him. Sarah Reed is another case we look into. She had mental health. She was just left in the cell to die whilst under police custody. I wouldn't put it past from happening in the UK because, like I said, since the 1970s, there have been 1,400 cases of people dying after being in police contact. We could even go back to the Stephen Lawrence case in the early 90s, and they refused to help him despite the injuries that he was inflicted. They didn't want to help.
A lot of police officers listening to that might say, yes, but that was the case that changed it, because that was an abject failure of an investigation into the killing of a young black man, and the whole Metropolitan Police was overhauled after that.
It was overhauled. They did make changes. It has improved since then, but we can still bring up the names such as Sarah Reed, Mark Duggan, Edison DaCosta, there was another fellow from Manchester, but there's still various cases of this happening. It hasn't slowed down as much as we'd like to. Back from the 60s, when there was riots and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X would speak and defend in our name for black rights and protests, it's still happening 60 years later. It shouldn't be a case of it happens not so much, or it doesn't happen as often as it used to. It shouldn't be happening at all in 2020. I feel like we've evolved too much as a society for this still to be a thing that we're having to stand up about and protest for.
Now, I know you're a law graduate, Rakeem, yourself, and if we just look over to the US and the case of George Floyd, there's been a delay arresting and charging that policeman who was responsible, but Mary from Antrim has just called and says he's only being charged with third-degree murder. His knee was on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes. That was not an accident. Are you clear on this third degree, second degree, first degree murder difference in the USA?
Well, within the UK law, of course, you have either murder or manslaughter. Murder is the highest of murder with intent. Manslaughter is indirectly murdering someone. And in the UK, they break it down into categories, first degree, second degree, and third degree. Third degree being the lesser amount, which many people aren't happy about, because first degree murder is what it clearly and blatantly was.
So you think it was a first-degree murder? In other words, what we'd call murder here as opposed to manslaughter?
I would say it was a case of murder. He had his knee on his neck for 9 minutes. He wouldn't let him up. He was defenseless. There was four police officers around. There was no need to have him on the floor like that, and your knee on his neck especially. This could have definitely been prevented. The officers who stood around him as well, they could have jumped in, they could have intervened, they could have had him take his knee off him and just hold him to the ground. But no one chose to get involved, no one chose to help. So you have let a man die here, but you could have definitely been saved.
Thank you very much, Joaquin Noble, a protester in London and a law graduate, talking to us about issues in the UK as well as the US.